From San Francisco, California, this is the Rock Roll Geek Show.
This is the story of my rock and roll butler.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. My name is Michael Butler. Thanks a lot for joining me. I really appreciate it. Today is Saturday, August 17th. I think it's the 17th, and it is 9:50 p.m. This is probably the latest I've done a Rock and Roll Geek Show since I've ever done a Rock and Roll Geek Show. Let me take a sip of this fine. I'm drinking Corona now. This is my fourth beer of the day. No, actually, it's my fifth beer of the day. I had a Corona for lunch, and I've had three Pacificos for dinner, and now I'm having a nightcap of a Corona. Let me take a sip of this fine Corona. I am up at the Mountain House in Douglas City, California. I woke up at 3 a.m. I actually woke up at like 1 because the dogs woke me up, and I said to myself, well, it's 1 o'clock, I might as well just get up and go. But my wife talked me into going back to sleep, so I woke up at about 10 minutes to 3, got up and made coffee. Could not find my belt or my pants, so I was a little bit late. I ended up leaving the house at 4:10, and I was so pissed off I could not find my belt that I left two of the dogs. I said, screw it, the wife can take the dogs. So I got here to Douglas City about 9 o'clock, left the house at 4, but I stopped and got gas once, and I stopped at Walmart to pick up a couple of things, and got here to the house. Man, every time I come here, I like it more. It's so peaceful. Just listen to that. The sound of nothing but crickets. If you live in like the country, you know what I'm talking about, but it is so peaceful here. Anyway, I got here about a little bit before 9, and I pressure washed the rest of the things that needed to be washed. I pressure washed the deck up on the hill, and pressure washed this deck that I'm sitting on right now where the picnic table is, and some stairs. And then I did some weed eating and some chainsawing, and Gary Brower, guitar repairman to the stars, turns out he's got a place up here about 6 miles away. He does guitars for, he fixes guitars for everybody from Metallica, the Cheap Trick, Testament, Joe Satriani. If they're in the Bay Area and they're like a star, a rock star in the Bay Area, he does their guitars. Well, it turns out he also does my guitars, but he does it because he's an, I don't know, he does my guitars anyway. I guess he likes me. He turns out he's got a place about 6 miles away from me, and he was in town this weekend, and he texted me and said, hey, if you're in town, you want to meet up? And so I said I was coming to town, so he stopped by around noon today, and I gave him a tour of the place, and he invited me to come to his house tonight for tacos. So I accepted. Listen to that. The crickets are angry. So I pressure washed, then I did some weed eating and chainsawing, then I decided to go into town and have a beer and a tri-tip sandwich at this bar called Tangled Blue or something like that. It's actually a pretty good bar. I just drove by there because I had to get some toothpaste, and there was a band playing. I was going to stop in and listen to the band, but it's getting a little bit late. Tomorrow I'm going to be finishing staining the rest of the barn and the stairs and the deck, everything that I pressure washed today. So I went to Gary Brower's for tacos for dinner, hang out with him and his lovely wife. they have a house right on the river, and we sat on the river after we sat on the river, very peaceful, look at the river for a while, and then went into his house and had some tacos. They came back out when it was dark, and there were bats all around, and bats flying around everywhere. There were deer running. It was very nice. And then I came back here. Here I am, having a final beer before I go to sleep. I'm going to get up early in the morning and do some finished painting or finish the staining. And then I'm going to... Oh, I checked my trail cam today. I had a trail cam for the past 2 weeks. It's been up on the hill, pointed right at a game trail. A game trail is where, you know, you can see like a trail in the dirt or in the ground where animals have been walking through. So I put the trail cam up there expecting to see something. And I took the SD card out of the trail cam and put it in my phone and looked, and there was not one picture on that thing. I don't know why. Maybe I had the thing set wrong or something. So I moved it today just for a test, and I put it right in the driveway because there's like animal poop and stuff in the driveway. So I'm assuming it's from dogs. I don't know. It could be from other animals. So I put it pointing towards the driveway. At the very least, it should pick up me driving away or walking by. So I'm going to check that in the morning. I don't know what's going on with that thing, but maybe there's no animals here. I don't know. Maybe. We shall see tomorrow. But I got to tell you, every time I come here, I love this place even more. It's just so peaceful. No traffic. Everybody seems to be nice. And there's a little town 7 miles away, so if you need to go get something, I went to Ace Hardware today and got a rake and a sprinkler thing and some more cord for the weed eater, like the whatever the things that eat the weeds. And I went to the grocery store, got some beers, and some food, and some toothpaste. And here I am, sitting out on the back porch or on the picnic table, looking up at the stars. Cars going by. Hunting season opens tomorrow. I'm gonna walk up in the woods with my bow. I brought my bow and arrow. We'll see if anything's up there. I don't have high expectations, but at the very least, I will walk up there. It was super hot today. Now it's very pleasant. Once the sun goes down, it's really nice out here. All right, well, that's going to do it for me today, friends. I'm going to get this thing posted and finish my Corona. Take another sip. Thank you for listening. You know the ways to reach me. Thank you for the donations. Please keep the donations coming, because without your donations, this show would die a horrible, putrid, stench-filled death. I will talk to you tomorrow. I spun the iTunes wheel, and it came up on an oldie but a goodie, Scorpion from Animal Magnetism. Don't make no promises. So I will talk to you tomorrow, friends. Here's Scorpions. Yeah, she looks ravenous. I grab my chest.
It's a rock and roll geek train wreck.